I'm Gordon Clark, and for today's Kansas Wheat Report, we will talk about the Wheat Genetics Resource Center at Kansas State University. Researchers, industry leaders, and public partners gathered at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center for a Wheat Genetics Resource Center meeting focused on reviewing the next wave of wheat research. This session featured 11 project proposals from 6 universities covering priorities such as drought tolerance, virus and pest resistance, grain quality, and even gut microbiome research. In a format similar to a wheat research shark tank, scientists presented their ideas to an industry advisory board, receiving feedback from more than 50 participants representing the industry, universities, and federal agencies. As industry members and WGRC leadership evaluate which projects will advance to the final proposal stage, the process emphasizes coordination, budget efficiency, and collaboration across regions, helping ensure grower investments are used strategically to deliver practical results. The Wheat Genetics Resource Center at Kansas State University is a public-private research consortium that mobilizes genetic diversity from ancient and wild wheat relatives and integrates that diversity into modern breeding pipelines to deliver novel traits to farmers' fields. These traits that are not existing in modern wheat varieties reduce input costs, increase yields, and offer value-added opportunities for growers. The WGRC protects the future of wheat and is a long-term effort to battle against pests, disease, and extreme weather events facing growers in the Great Plains region. The WGRC Industry Advisory Board is made up of growers from Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, and Texas, seed industry members from Corteva, Bayer Crop Science, and Kansas Wheat Alliance, and milling companies Ardent Mills and Bay State Milling. Representatives from the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research also participated in the most recent WGRC meeting. Industry members pool funding to support pre-competitive projects designed to deliver valuable genetics to breeding programs and ultimately wheat growers. Researchers at the WGRC focus heavily on identifying genes that improve wheat's resilience. This includes resistance to viral, bacterial, and fungal diseases, as well as insect pests and environmental stresses such as drought or heat. Once identified, those genes are transferred into agronomically useful breeding lines and developed for use by breeders. Beyond resilience traits, the WGRC studies the genetic basis of yield, grain quality, and plant physiology. Using advanced tools such as diagnostic assays, gene cloning, and plant transformation, scientists are able to better understand how specific traits function and how they can be improved. Collaboration is central to the WGRC's impact. It has established national and international research networks that coordinate genetic studies in wheat, ensuring discoveries are shared and applied across regions and production systems. While much of the work happens in laboratories, greenhouses, and field plots, its impact reaches far beyond campus. By investing in genetic resources and scientific discovery, the WGRC helps secure the long-term productivity and competitiveness of wheat production in Kansas and around the world. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.